My guest this afternoon here on BBC Radio Suffolk is Roger Langley. He's written a book about Patrick McGoohan, the star of Danger Man and The Prisoner. And Roger, we were talking about The Prisoner and the role and how it differs from that of Danger Man. The one thing about McGoohan was that he liked to keep a tight rein on everything, because not only was he in front of the camera in Prisoner, but he was also writing stories behind the scenes, wasn't he, for this series?
Yeah, that's correct. He directed episodes, he wrote them, he was the executive producer of the series, and of course the star. And I think he'd probably seen how that could work with his previous mentor, Orson Welles, with whom he worked on stage in a production of Moby Dick. And Orson Welles was the same. If he couldn't do things his way, he wouldn't do it at all. And even when he was in trouble with the big studios in America, he just said to them, "No, I'm not doing it that way, I'm doing it my way." And I think McGoohan was impressed by that. And even today, in all the films he's done through the years, he's maintained that kind of distance and aloofness where he is still himself and is not the property of anyone else.
A lot of the episodes, even though there were only 17, were autobiographical. I mean, how long was it before fans realised that he was actually writing about himself?
Not until very long ago, actually. I've been in touch when I was writing my book with Ratcliffe College in Leicestershire, where he spent the whole of the war years because he was evacuated. And all of the clothes they wore there, the uniforms, pipe blazers, straw boaters on their heads. He was captain of the boxing team, he was good at maths and woodwork, and all of these things he put into The Prisoner, he put into the penultimate episode. He's regressed back to childhood, and he goes through all the years of school in The Prisoner as an adult, pretending to be a child, as it were, and it was like he was back at Ratcliffe College. And I've written an article for them for their next school magazine, and they're fascinated that they've had a famous star pass through their college.
So why did you want to write a book then?
Well, being one of the organisers of the Prisoner Society, called Six of One, I wanted to keep all the items that people had kindly sent to me. I had a huge collection of material. Rather than keeping it privately to myself or in a box somewhere, I thought, well, it's time to do a book. I mean, McGoohan will be 80 in March next year.
Yeah.
And it's a tribute to him, because the last 40 years, The Prisoner has endured. It's still being issued in DVD sets, and it's shown around the world. We've got members in our society across the world, as far as Australia and Japan and New Zealand and throughout Europe, and of course in North America. And it's something probably unlike any other TV series, and McGoohan made that series. He brought himself to it, autobiographical and many other elements. And I wanted to get all that into a book so people could read about not only The Prisoner, but what he did through the 40s, the 50s. He was also in movies throughout the 70s and indeed till the end of the 90s. And I think, you know, it's all been covered in the book. It's available from tomahawkpress.com.
What was his reaction? Because you've spoken to him on more than one occasion, haven't you, McGoohan?
I have. He's very... what should we say? He's unforthcoming about personal praise. I don't think he ever likes people heaping praise on him. He likes to hear people giving a critical account of some performance. And I'm aware from one thing I wrote in the book where he was given a very bad review of one of his plays, and he put it up on his mirror in the dressing room because that was his target. He had to do better. If somebody felt that was a bad review, a bad performance, then build from that. All the other ones, hundreds of ones, saying, "Oh, he's marvellous, he's terrific and memorable," he discounted those because, yes, it's nice to be loved and liked, but he was more interested in critical approaches and reviews.
As you were saying, you got Peter Falk to write the foreword, of course, better known to you and I as Columbo. I mean, he's done a lot of work with McGoohan. How did you go about getting him to get involved with this project?
Well, Peter Falk was only too pleased to write the foreword for the book because he's great pals with Pat, as he calls him. And they've had some high old times together. They've done Columbo episodes together over a number of years. And I think Patrick McGoohan has guested probably more times than anybody else. They've even dropped in lines from The Prisoner. They've done visual jokes based on The Prisoner. Private jokes for the audience, if you like. And McGoohan won two Emmys for his roles in Columbo. And no other actor has ever won two Emmys from one TV series. So... in Columbo, I mean.
Yeah.
And Peter Falk was effusive in his praise for McGoohan. He says it's the only actor who could command his attention to that level was Pat McGoohan.
As you say, he's approaching McGoohan, that is his 80th birthday. How do you think he'll be best remembered?
I think he'll be remembered by some as a classical theatre actor, by others as a big film star. He was a pin-up in the days of the Rank organisation, but to be honest, I suppose it's got to be The Prisoner, that cult series from the 60s, which he created mostly. And as that keeps coming back over and over again, the only catchphrase from the series that is relevant to that is the one that goes, "Be seeing you."
On that note, Roger, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the studio this afternoon.
My
Roger
pleasure.
Langley there, the author of Patrick McGoohan, Danger Man or Prisoner.